Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a returning guest, the Reverend Paul Blair. He is a Baptist minister in Oklahoma, and we're going to talk about an interesting recent controversy there. Ken Ham, the well-known creationist, the president of the Creation Museum and also the Ark Encounter in Kentucky, he was recently disinvited from speaking to an Oklahoma university, and part of the controversy centers around, it is believed, the fact that at the Ark Encounter, about a year ago or so, they used the rainbow colors, and Ken Ham noted that the rainbow colors are really going back to God and the Bible, and therefore it's time for us to reclaim the rainbow flag or the rainbow symbol, and that did not sit well with some people. They got upset, and so they disinvited him. Meanwhile, Ken Ham will be speaking at a local church. The pastor of that local church is none other than Paul Blair, who's our guest for this particular segment. Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and I should say this. After you and I talk about this, we are going to play a repeat of a Ken Ham interview that I did about a year ago when this controversy first broke. Obviously not the controversy related to the Oklahoma school, but the controversy about the rainbow flag and whose symbol is it anyway. So I'm going to let you wax eloquent. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Jerry, always a pleasure. Well, it was an interesting situation. You know, we've got a very strong campus ministry here at the University of Central Oklahoma. Our college ministry is actually called Valid Worldview. And our kids are very engaged in apologetics, biblical worldview, reaching out and engaging with others on the campus. You know, it's not your typical college club, but they've had a good influence on many of the kids there. And the student government organization, UCOSA, University of Central Oklahoma Student Association, actually reached out to our campus ministry, and it was their idea. They have a couple of Christians in the student government, one of which is the president of the government, and wanted to bring Ken Ham onto the UCO campus. So they reached out to our Valid Worldview, and we've had Ken in Oklahoma City before, and I happen to have a relationship with Answers in Genesis, so I was able to contact him directly and get with some of his staff and get them all connected, and the student government made the deal, and it was really exciting, and the event is upcoming on March the 5th. And then literally within the last couple of weeks, I was getting getting contacted by Answers in Genesis that there was some kickback. And to make a long story short, turns out that there was a university professor, a tenured professor, unfortunately, who was the sponsor of all the LGBT organizations. She riled up her small following, and they make a lot of noise. And they literally, as this student body president put it in his own release, and we saw in some emails, they literally bullied and intimidated and threatened this kid to the point where, a 21-year-old has never been involved in controversy, most likely. And this kid was just blindsided and backed up and wound up doing what they asked him to do and rescinded the invitation. And, unfortunately, the university should have protected the kid and provided him his own safe environment for free speech. But the university was obviously not a big fan of Ken Ham either, so they allowed it all to come down just like that. And of course, right now we're scheduled to have Ken at our church, but things are changing rapidly. There's all sorts of fur flying, so to speak, and the university obviously looks really bad, which they should. And donors have spoken up, and there's been a lot of outrage down here. The treatment we've gotten in the press has been refreshingly honest and great. Letters to the editor have been very much on our side, as free speech has been denied here at the University of Central Oklahoma. And anyway, we'll see what happens. There is a possibility that as soon as today, the door to the university may be reopened by the university president, because although I would not say that he is one of us, he is not a conservative and he is not a Christian. However, his seat's getting kind of hot. So praise the Lord that Christians are upset about the incredible double standard that are on our college campuses.
What city in Oklahoma is the University of Central Oklahoma located in?
Our church and the university are both in a suburb of North Oklahoma City. It's called Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D. and was a sleepy bedroom community for many years, but now it's primarily people live here and work in the city, but University of Central Oklahoma is the third largest university in the state, has an enrollment of I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 18,000 to 20,000, so it's a good size, pretty good sized college.
Yeah, the reason I even ask is I'm thinking, well, I know these things happen in Berkeley, okay, and I know that they happen, you know, in New York City and so forth, but to think of them happening in Edmond, Oklahoma, I don't know, it just sort of it's not the mold here.
Oh, Jerry, and it blows your mind. As we have dug into this, we have come to find some things that would offend anyone, much less somebody that comes from the state of Oklahoma when we profess to be a conservative state. This same professor sponsors all sorts of quite frankly, just vile events on campus and names them such things as Safe Sex Week. You know, they had a safe sex carnival a couple of years ago, and quite frankly, I could not begin to describe on air for fear of offending your audience some of the displays that they had out there right on, by Bronco Lake, right out next to a children's daycare area. Things, drawings that were so crude and rude that you would think you saw them in the bathroom stall of a truck stop, but that's something that's celebrated and promoted. This same group for 3 years has sponsored a RuPaul-style drag queen show on the campus. And as you just stated, this is not Cal Berkeley. This is not somewhere in, you know, liberal East Coast even. This is the University of Central Oklahoma, right in the middle of the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
So, you know, these publicly funded universities should reflect the values of the people of that respective state. And it's a tragedy that even in a state like Oklahoma, we've got socialism and liberalism and the gay agenda run amok, and the values of the people aren't being reflected in our higher ed.
Do you think it'd be safe to say that Ken Ham's being disinvited from the university was related to the rainbow flag and not related to, let's say, his creationist views or, you know, his views on science or the Bible or the like?
Without doubt. We saw some of the email correspondence between the this student government president and Answers in Genesis, as they first contacted me a couple weeks ago and let me know that, you know, something was coming up. And in his own emails, he specifically spelled out that it was the LGBT that was putting all sorts of pressure on him. And even though there were two signed contracts, the university standard contract and then also AIG's standard contract, the university went about trying to force Ken to renegotiate, and they wanted to make sure and censor him so that he would not speak on the subject of homosexuality or on same-sex marriage, even to the point where if he was asked a question, he promised that he would not answer the question if it dealt with same-sex marriage. Now, the irony is he wasn't even planning on talking about that. He was talking about creation, and you know, he was doing his standard creation spiel, and the LGBT crowd is so intolerant that they would not allow him to come on campus for fear that he might say something that didn't support their particular lifestyle. And again, the emails specifically stated that was the reason that all this was coming about.
You know, what's fascinating about this, in the big picture of things, you know, let's think of it this way. It's hard for a big major speaker who's, you know, out there speaking on, you know, major outlets and so forth. It's hard sometimes to get somebody like that to come to your event. So these students at the University of Central Oklahoma were actually very blessed to be able to have a speaker of his stature. I mean, just, you know, apart from the Christian faith and so forth, just think about it in terms of the draw that he would have. And then to see, you know, again, this assault on the free speech, you know, just like, I mean, a year ago, remember we were dealing with the whole issue with Berkeley and what was happening with that guy who was a homosexual conservative, which I don't understand how that works. But you remember all that, Milo or something like that. But
right, right.
But anyway, I mean, Ken Ham's a big draw, so I would think the university would say, hey, you know, in the issue of or in the concerns of just allowing different viewpoints to be heard in the marketplace of ideas, yes, mm-hmm. we'll tolerate this Ken Ham, and then maybe next month we'll have Ken Nye, the science guy, come, or yeah. Bill Nye or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reality is we have found here they're not interested in a debate or a dialogue. They are just promoting one side, and that's one of the reasons why events like this were so refreshing, especially coming from student government.
Yeah.
But we know that 2 years ago, when my oldest son was attending the University of Central Oklahoma, he was in student government, and they had made the suggestion that in celebration of the 125th anniversary of UCO, the UCO hosted a debate, a major debate, between a top creationist and a top atheist. And I mean, this would have been, you know, these names were so well known that this would have been, you know, a national story, and,
yeah.
and probably have been watched by hundreds of thousands of people. But they're not interested in an open debate or dialogue. All they're interested in is promoting an agenda. And in fact, a couple of years ago, we had a speaker on campus who was a biologist, a Christian, a young earth creationist. He's also a member of Mensa, so top 2% of IQs in the world. And our student ministry had him on the UCO campus to present an academic paper on Darwin's birthday, which was kind of funny, and that wasn't an accident. We did that on purpose. But he was doing a paper called Darwinian Evolution, Is It Scientific or Not? And strangely enough, as our kids were promoting this, the university contacted our student ministry and was told to take the UCO logo off of these advertisements because this was not an event that was sponsored by the university. So, you know, our kids didn't know any better. It was on the university campus, and they're a student ministry. They thought putting the UCO logo on there was a fair deal. But they apologized for the misunderstanding and took the UCO logo off, and we had a home run. It was a tremendous event because, you know, obviously truth and facts are on our side. So it was well attended and just was beautiful. But what was insulting to our kids is the very next day they found pamphlets on campus promoting a RuPaul-style drag queen show that was going to be held that night, or the very next night after our event. And it had the UCO logo all over the advertisements. And our kids contacted the university wanting to point out to them that there's a problem here. And they found out that the RuPaul drag show was sponsored by the university. As a matter of fact, as much as $50,000 was spent on bringing that fine event to our institution of higher education. But the academic debate over the factuality of Darwin was not allowed. Or not endorsed, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, men dressed up as women is something that is we spend taxpayer dollars on and celebrate. I mean, the world is upside down, Jerry.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you what, if you believe that we being human beings, are just basically the product of time and chance, and who cares if a man mm-hmm. feels he's trapped in a woman's body or whatever, as opposed to the idea that the Creator made us, mm-hmm. he made us male
right.
or female. So, you know, the whole point about answers in Genesis is so well taken. Any last words about this? I understand Ken, at least the plan for now, is that Ken will be speaking at your church instead. You know, so he's
yes,
still going
right,
to be honoring
right.
his commitment to speak in that Edmond,
yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they've made all their travel plans, and, you know, they were so gracious to carve out this time to come to Edmond because, you know, Ken's normally booked about 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
So for him to put this thing together in about 6 months, I mean, they went to great effort to make this happen. So our church doors are open. I will keep you posted. As of right now, we are supposed to have the event at our church on 6:30. Monday night, March the 5th, and we will be live streaming. So we will keep you updated on that and all the attention that has been brought to this. It's really hilarious, Jerry, because chances are if the LGBT group hadn't have said anything, you know, Ken would have spoken to maybe 1,000 or 1,500 people on the UCO campus. But now we have the opportunity, with all the attention this has gotten, he will probably be speaking to several hundred thousand across America,
wow.
as I'm sure they will tune in for the live stream.
All right, Paul Blair, thanks so much for being with us. The website would be RA4C.org. That stands for Reclaiming America for Christ.org. Paul Blair, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right, Jerry. God bless you too, buddy.
Thank you now. Bye-bye. Here's an update since Paul Blair and I did that interview recently. Perhaps because of so much feedback and pressure, the school has decided to reinvite Ken Ham to speak there after all.